welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for April the 12th, 2026. Every so often, as per, I always get these really interesting questions, and I'm very, very grateful for them. I really want you to know that. What can I say except thank you for listening? This person named Claire does not tell me where she lives, says she listens to the program, the podcast, every week, and she enjoys the TV programs. And Claire, that's what they're there for. They're there to serve you and to help you in any possible way I can. And I want to thank you for telling me that. So few people do. They really. So her question is really interesting to me. She asks, and no one has ever asked me this at all in my career. 53 years, something like that. I've been a teacher, and no one has asked me this. A lot of doo-doos out there. Why are we as we are? And then she says, I listen to you weekly, and I don't understand why I keep being the person I am. Why are we the way we are? What a wonderful, insightful, and beautiful question. And I am grateful that you had that kind of profound, maybe insight into yourself. Why? Well, there are many reasons why. You might want to read Behave by Robert Sapolsky. He explains how our brains, our bodies, our genetics, and our estrogen and our testosterone work and that whole thing. And that would certainly shape our persona and personality. And his book, Determined, is very good by Robert Sapolsky. And Harari's book, Homo Deus and Sapiens. I highly recommend those to you. You have to do some reading. Claire, if I tell you, which I will, where this all comes from and all, you probably won't believe it because it's beyond the speculation of your intellect. So I get why you would have this question. Most of us go through our entire life never knowing why we are the way we are. And how we look at it is, well, if I am the way I am, it's due to my genes and all of that stuff, which would be very true. It would be very true. But that is the human part of me. Now, the question is, am I going to allow myself to be in the rigmarole of my humanity? Or am I going to look at things from a different point of view? Am I going to look at things from the point of view of what I am, not who I am? Who I am varies from moment to moment. If I'm, I have friends and students who are tremendously moody. God, so moody. Oh, it's sometimes it's just very difficult for them to understand how moody they really are. And they don't want to really do anything about it. That's not what they're there for. They're there as far as being moody is concerned to either hide it or adjust it. Your body's going to go through many things in the course of your lifetime. I don't know how old you are, but mine went through many, many things. Hormones, you know, generated a lot of personality things and drives and emotional drives, psychological drives. None of these things were very pleasant. I don't think they were pleasant for me or anyone else. But I kept pursuing and working upon myself over and over, trying to understand what is it that made me possible? What is it about me that made my life possible? What are we talking about here? This is a very important question, something that most people don't ever ask themselves. They know their bank account. They know what foods they like. They know they got to get a job, and that's about as far as it goes. It doesn't. Human beings don't go very deep, very far. You have to understand that we're a primitive lot of people. We live in the hieroglyphics of our ego, our past, our genetics, our DNA. We don't go very far. And we don't think we have to. We like doing what we do. We really do. We like being the, may I say, the foolish and careless people that we are. And we think there's nothing wrong with that. And when we do something, we don't have the third person perspective as to what is this thing I'm about to do, whatever it is, whether it's, like I say, passing the salt at the dinner table, or whether or not you're going to say something you wish you hadn't, or do things you will eventually regret. What am I doing? How is this going to affect me? Most people live their life in total regret. Not remorse, regret. They would do the same ugly thing again and again and think that if they altered the way they did the ugly thing by changing maybe their motive and saying, well, they deserved this, it wasn't my fault that this happened, that kind of thing. If they did that kind of crap, which is crap, they think that they are off the hook and they're in a practice, and they're not. They're not. To authentically be in a real practice, one must observe. You have to find inner peace. If you have not found your peace within, the peace that goes beyond what you believe in, what you think, what you can understand, your understanding must exceed your opinions. And if my understanding only ingratiates my opinions, then it's not true understanding. Understanding is something that grows in us. And it grows and it grows and it grows when we're compassionate. And meditation is about a certain form of patience. We need an ocean full of patience, as the Buddhists say. And it is true. It is so very true. But patient with what? Patient with how we let go of our mind, how we discount it, how instead of living via thoughts and emotions, we learn not to engage those things. They're going to be there. Claire, they're going to be there. Why are we the way we are? Because we're emotional and we never give up a thought and we never give up an idea of gain over loss, right over wrong, good over bad. These are all assumptions and presumptions that we go through in the course of our lifetime that we never really deal with. What is my good? What is good for Greg? What is good for Claire? What is goodness and the way we are? How did we arrive at the way we are? How did we arrive there? Well, we really just didn't care. We assumed that the way we are is the way we are, and this is just the way I am, and I'm not going to change. I'm not going to do anything that would bring about any kind of inner questioning. Have you ever questioned Claire? Who is Claire? What is a Claire? Sit down and meditate. Watch. Watch your thoughts. Who is this Claire? How did you arrive at this Claire? And go beyond your family and the things that they told you and taught you and shenanigged you to do. Made up a word. So it's up to you how far you're going to go with your life. If you only let your life go as far as you presume yourself to be, you will only have your presumptions, and that won't be enough. You will never really understand the manner of your heart. They took away your spirit years ago. Years ago. And when they took away your spirit by telling you who you are and what you are, and that they loved you even, because love is a very prejudicial thing, that was the end of your life. And I know, Claire, that is not something you generally probably would want to hear, but it is the truth. We let people's affections, which they call love, which isn't love, determine our whole life. And we're just sitting there, sit up, roll over, bark, all in an effort to gain some sort of affection from the people that say they love us. It's a difficult one to overcome. I understand. You probably are not real happy with that ending, but nonetheless, it is what it is. And maybe one day you and I will talk. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Claire, thank you for your beautiful question, and may this all serve you well. And as always, please forgive me. Namaste.